Twin City.
Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 55. Partly cloudy, breezy, and much warmer tomorrow with a high of 87. A few clouds and unseasonably warm tomorrow night. Some possible light showers could develop with a low of 68. Showers and storms moving in by mid-morning on Tuesday. Up to an inch of rain is possible through late evening and a high of 76. Then on Wednesday, some lingering light showers through the day in the southeast tip of the region. Some peaks of sunshine and mild with a high of 72. Currently in Richland Center, we have a hazy sunshine. Our winds are out of the east-northeast at 4 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 76 degrees.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9. WRCO.
There's an old friendly breeze that blows in the Gulf of Mexico. Somehow it always knows when I feel alone. So I'm gonna anchor down and wait till it comes around. Leave the rest of the world behind. Yeah, that's how I'll pass the time till I catch my second wind. Get back up and gain control again. Find the strength I lost back then. You stopped loving me. I guess I'll just stay out here until I know the coast is clear. Sit and watch the tide. There's a peace in the way I feel when the water's still. And as long as it's calm out here, I've got time to kill. But as soon as it starts to stir, I'll lose track of the way things work.
Shag makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires, good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress, lust and McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way to be in this truck made of fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff.
Said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to trade it right. He said,
I got what you need, son, as we step down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, this is one of those things that gets sweeter with time.
You were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stayed over there close as we drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky.
I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time.
We'll be right back.
one of those things that gets sweeter with time. It might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. It might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets
yard. Got my head on your shoulder and my hand on your heart. Watching a bed for babies, laughing and picking daisies, catching the fireflies in a jar.
Gabby Barrett with Glory Days, Glory Days, right here on Country and Community, WRCL. My name is Timothy, and I'll be here till the top of the hour, and I'll be, not till the top of the hour, but until the 6 o'clock hour, I should say, with some great music, information, and news. And that's the time we'll have Old Country with Bo Hendricks is at around 6 o'clock this evening. Our time right now, though, is 4:15, and our temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, is 76 degrees. Winds out of the north at 2 miles per hour, and looks like it's pretty hazy out there. I don't know if it's hard to tell if it's clouds that are coming in or if it's the fog, but at least the sun is trying to do its work out there despite all that wildfire smoke that we have in the air. But hopefully you're staying safe because of that, and hopefully you had a great Sunday here in Richland Center and Southwest Wisconsin or wherever you may be listening. So thank you for making WRCO a part of your day. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found a Chevrolet key fob and built-in key with Jones Chevrolet keychain. It was found on Highway 58 coming into Casanova. If this sounds like your key, give a call to 608-475-7691. Kickapoo Cowboy Church is being held tonight, and it's held the first Sunday of each month, April through December, so right now through December, I should say, at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. And just to let you know, all are invited to attend the first Crawford County Coronation Banquet at the Eastman United Methodist Fellowship Hall on Monday night, June 16th. The night will kick off at 6 with a Meet the Contestants cheese and cracker social. A homemade dinner prepared by the Eastman United Methodist Church will follow at 7. The program's guest speaker will be Melissa Oates, 2025 Mrs. Badger State for American Royal Beauties. The 2024 Crawford County Fair and Dairy Royalty will be highlighting the evening. This year's candidates will present their prepared speeches as they are introduced, followed by the coronation of the 2025 Crawford County Fairest of the Fair, Junior Fairest of the Fair, Dairy Princess, and Little Miss Squirt. Advance tickets for the banquet are $12 and can be purchased by contacting the Crawford County Extension Office, Jane Achenbach, at 608-412-1742 or Donna Hartley at 608-604-9699 before the June 1st deadline. So that will be tomorrow, or actually today's the deadline. So you need to get contact them and try to do that and get yourself set up for some tickets to that. Also tomorrow, it's Senior Farmers Market Voucher Time. Richland County residents 60 or older, or a Native American age 55 or older, meeting the income requirements, are eligible. Vouchers will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis, and the first voucher distribution will be held tomorrow from 10 to 11 at the Community Services Building in Conference Room A and B. If you are homebound or unable to get to a distribution site, you may assign an authorized representative. Contact ADRC of Richland County at 608-647-4616 and ask to speak with Tanya for more information.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Howdy, folks. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are riding into the Richland County Fairgrounds June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Tickets are on sale now through June 13th at Creative Layers, 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. Don't miss June Dairy Days and the Rodeo Parade Saturday morning at 10:30, plus Cowboy Church Sunday at 8:30. For more information, call Kenda at 475-1886. Saddle up! The finals are coming, and Richland Center is ready to rodeo. Yeehaw!
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, to apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI@MWT.net.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace and Richland Center, Muscadet and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. 100.9 WRCO.
It was. called us for. While this six string calls my name, baby, I'll be missing you.
Lainey Wilson, got your toes a tapping on that one, I bet you, and got you up and moving. That was Hang Tight Honey. And right now our time is 4:29, temperature 77 degrees in Richland Center. Winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles per hour, and it's kind of a hazy sunny day out there. Looks like some clouds might be making their way, and like I said, kind of hard to tell from here about with all the haze out there, with the haze from the wildfire smoke, what's going on out there. But all in all, turned out to be a pretty decent Sunday once again in Richland Center. 2 weeks in a row. I have to mark that one on the calendar. I can't remember the last time we've had 2 weekends in a row where we've had beautiful weather here in southwest Wisconsin. And as you heard, may have heard earlier if you listened, but if not, I'll give you the information on it. We had Home Talent League baseball action earlier, and Sauk Prairie beat Casanova by a score 12-2 in 7 innings. It's regularly a 9-inning game, but they have the 10-run rule, so it ended up being a 12-2 final in 7 innings. And also, the Brewers, they did pretty well today. They swept the Phillies by a score of 5-2. And, you know, they swept two pretty good teams, especially the Phillies. You know, they came into the series, the Phillies, with the best record in the National League. So the Brewers are getting hot. Some bad news in that game for the Brewers. Christian Yelich, I guess, injured his hand in that game. So he had to be taken out of the game. Hopefully he'll be okay. He's been getting hot. Same thing happened last year. He was getting really hot, and people were talking, hey, you know, there's a chance he'd get MVP honors, be a nominee for MVP, the way he was playing, at the rate he was playing. But then, of course, he had that injury last season. Now he's got this hand injury. So, like I say, hopefully it's nothing severe. Hopefully if he is out of action, it won't be for a long time. Because, like I say, you know, yesterday he hit two homers, or the other day hit two home runs and had a four-hit game yesterday. So kind of a bad news for Christian Yelich. But the Brewers are doing good, though. So hopefully they'll do good when they go into Cincinnati, and they do that tomorrow for a three-game series. And the first pitch for that game will be at 6:10 tomorrow evening, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. All right, coming up next, Aaron Halliday with Home Wasn't Built in a Day.
think about it. Been there, done that, already know it'll leave you in a world of hurt. Looking for trouble, you found it. Want to, but don't do it. She'll turn you on, turn to stone just looking at her. Stop.
seaside wave until it falls. Not a bummer, there ain't nothing funner. Being a summer lover. Being a summer lover. Sunny day living beachside, baby. All night alone are driving me crazy.
That was Summer Lover. Frankie Justin sang that, and before that we had John Party with Friday Night Heartbreaker, and our time is 4:45, temperature 75 degrees according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, so we've dropped a couple degrees from our daytime high of 77, and don't know if it'll hit 77 again, you never know, it's still early yet, and it's not supposed to turn dark until around 8:30, so we could get back up there, but other than that, it's beautiful day in southwest Wisconsin. And I wanted to pass this information along one more time, again, at least again, I should say, from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found a Chevrolet key fob and built-in key with Jones Chevrolet keychain on the keys. And it was found on Highway 58 coming into Casanova. If this sounds like your keys, give a call to 608-475-7691. And coming up at the top of the hour after the ABC News, I'll have local news during our evening report. I'll have local news, vital statistics, a weather report from Heath Bradburg. And then I'll have some sports and we'll have a summary of the game that was played earlier, the Home Talent League game that was played earlier today, and then I'll have a report on how the Brewers did and a bunch of other sports for your interest right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. After that, I'll have some more music, and then that'll take us up to the 6 o'clock hour for Old Country, where we'll have great classic country music presented by Mr. Bo Hinrichs. So stay tuned right here to WRCO 100.9 FM.
Feeling saucy? Then come down to A&W in Boscobel and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into the signature spicy Papa sauce. Enjoy your combo with crispy French fries and an ice-cold mug of fresh A&W root beer. Dip into A&W and try them today. Cruise on in to A&W on Highway 61 Boscobel, where the root beer is always cold and the vibes never get old. Prices and participation may vary.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be celebrated this year at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham, happening Sunday, June 8th from 7 to 1. For just $5, enjoy a hearty farm breakfast with pancakes, sausage, cheese curds, ice cream, and more. Kids 3 and under eat free, and there's fun for the little ones with the pedal pull starting at 10 a.m. Visitors should park at the Rockwell lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and catch a free shuttle to the farm. Easy and convenient for everyone. Start your Sunday the dairy way. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast, the 44th annual at Schmidt Farms, coming up Sunday, June 8th.
Come have breakfast on the farm. The 41st annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast is being held Saturday, June 7th, serving from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. This year, the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held at the Dylan and Brianna Handel Family Farm in Barneveld. Come enjoy a full meal of pancakes, eggs, sausage, yogurt, applesauce, and cheese, and top it off with a Culver's frozen custard. There'll be live entertainment, kids' activities, a petting zoo, and you can enjoy walking around the farm. Adults are $10, children 5 to 10, $5, and kids 4 and under are free. There's no parking at the farm. Park at Vortex in Barneveld and enjoy a short bus ride through Barneveld to the farm.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Dollar bills are worth every cent. Splitting the rent, you and your boys five deep in a two-bedroom parking lot view. Sleeping till noon, doing what you wanna do. When you're high on life, and life can't get any better. Then a girl walks in, you know the right one, you can tell. Shine like a million-dollar penny in a wishing well. Buying drinks turns into buying roses. You're thinking rings, changing names, that's how the story goes. Just when you think you've got it on, and then a girl walks in. Yeah, a girl walks in. Staying up late just to talk on the phone. You hate saying goodnight, you hate sleeping alone. So you pack up the back of your truck with her stuff. That two-year lease ain't long enough. When you're high on life, life can't get any better. Then a girl walks in, you know the right one, dressed in white, the kind you want to keep the rest of your life. And raising glasses, dropping roses, she's dancing with her daddy. That's how the story goes. It's when you think you got it all, and then a girl walks in. Says I love you, daddy, right then you know she's gone. Steal your heart and you have to let her go. And that boy comes along, that's how the story goes. Just when you think you got it all, and then, oh, ain't it funny how you think you got it all, and then a girl walks in.
Girl walks in.
Arizona desert loves the sun. Like a Wild West Texas stallion loves to run. Like the Holy Bible tells the gospel true. Well, that's how sure I am. Freezing cold. Like your blue eyes are the window to my soul. Like the hope I find in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Well, that's how sure I am, for me and you. Well, I've been walking long enough on shaky ground.
To me,
I can't stop it. Whoa.
wild.
You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Over 80 shots fired at a party last night in Mountain View, North Carolina, says the sheriff's office in a news conference in the past hour. It says two shooters were involved, 12 people wounded, one is dead. An absolutely brilliant result is what Ukrainian President Zelensky calls it. Ukrainian drones attacked four Russian military airfields overnight, damaging or destroying about 40 planes, including bombers. That's billions of dollars in damage to Russia's military, says ABC News contributor and former Defense Department official Mick Mulroy.
It's really unprecedented, and it's going to be reviewed by everyone. It shows that the Ukrainians are definitely still in this fight. Any idea that they're losing, I think, is going to be turned around by this.
After the Gaza Health Ministry said Israeli troops opened fire on people at a food distribution center in Rafah, Israeli military officials say Israeli troops acted against several suspects.